Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Yeah, that's what they call me around here. Mr. Humble, at your service. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me, and buckle your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Pull them tight. All 5 points of contact, because Ellen Rohr is in the building. Ellen, ladies and gentlemen, is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of all the books that you should care about running a business, The Bare Bones Biz Plan. Where did the money go? If you got to read that book, no question about it. That needs to be on your desk, not in your library. And she is a columnist for a bunch of different places. And she's a real-life small business owner, just like you. She's our good friend, Ellen Rohr. Welcome back.
Woohoo! I didn't know they called you Mr. Humble.
That's right. Oh, yeah. It fits. Don't you think it fits?
You're confident, and rightly so. And rightly so.
Frequently wrong, but never in doubt. That's what they tell me. So we're glad you're here, Ellen. Thanks for being here. I love what you want to talk about today. I was telling the audience before you got it. I didn't tell them exactly what you want to talk about. I just said, okay, if you're a hard charger, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're all in, if you're willing to meet the world, go out and meet the world fully halfway, you're a damn the torpedoes full speed ahead kind of person. This thing Ellen wants to talk about, you're probably not all that good at.
I read the article that you sent me.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago. I wrote this article.
It's so fun. You and I, there are some things we think wildly different about, and other things we are just absolutely aligned. And this is one true North principle, mister, that you and I share.
No question. And I learned this the hard way. I came up selling on commission. I put myself through college. I raised a family on commission. And
well,
so if you don't learn how to listen, how to shut up, you won't make it. Right?
Yeah, I love that. I like your S-U-L-S. Oh,
right.
Are we jumping the gun?
No, that's good. Shut up, listen, sell. That's my little moniker.
Shut up, listen, sell. Well, I wrote a blog called Be Unafraid of the Silence, and my husband is a quiet guy. As much as I love to talk, this guy can shut up. He could go all day and not say a word. And I learned a lot about this, about selling well from him, and I think I've told you this. I've been in the truck, I think at last count, it's been 119 times where I get myself in the shotgun position in the service truck.
Right, right.
And I ride along, because I'm an expert at dirty jobs, right?
Tell them what kind of truck you're driving, riding in.
Oh, yeah, it would be like a cab over Mitsubishi.
No, but I mean, remind them about the industry you're talking about.
Oh, the plumbing. I like plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, chimney sweeping, dirty jobs.
Because you have a business, like that. That's your background.
I do a drain cleaning
company.
That's your
background. So, that's what you do. You consult with people in that industry. So she gets dirt under her fingernails, folks.
I don't get a lot of dirt under my fingernails, but I do ride along.
Work with me, Ellen. I had him going there for a minute.
I get in the truck. I put on the uniform, and I get in the truck a lot. And that's what your previous guest was talking about. You got to go on the front lines. May it be that you never could be on Undercover Boss, because everybody
mm-hmm.
knows you, even if you had a fake mustache on, like Jim. this is what I've learned, is that like the number one sales mistake that people make, and this comes from watching my husband, the plumber, who's a good salesperson, and then also, riding along and watching guys in action. The number one mistake that salespeople make, Jim, is they never shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an easy one to fix. But let's talk about when it's appropriate to talk and when it's not. Could we go through like a little sales process?
Let me tell you a quick story.
Okay, I love stories.
About this. I don't know if I've ever told you this story or not, this will take us to the break, because I want you to capitalize the tips in the next segment.
Okay.
I was working for Xerox decades ago. I was a young, full of you-know-what a salesman. I was so full of myself. And so I showed up at this plant, and this grizzled old plant accountant was my contact there. And I walked in. His name was Mr. Keener. I'll never forget it. I walked in, and I met him for the first time. Well, I laid my best shot. I gave him my best shot. And after a little while, he stood up. And I wasn't through. But he stood up, and he said, "Well, Jim, you've certainly given me the business." He walked me to the door, put his arm around my shoulder, and walked me outside of his room and headed me off down the hall. And I walked down the hall, and I thought about what he had done and what I had done. And I stopped, and I turned around. I went back, and I knocked on the door. He says, "Yes, Jim, can I help you?" I said, "Mr. Keener, can I start over?"
Aww.
He said, "Yes, Jim, come in. What can I do for you?" And I started over, and I had his business for as long as he and I were doing what we were doing.
That made me cry.
But I didn't shut up. And he said, "You've certainly given me the business, Jim." And I was out the door. 20 Tail, right back with Ellen Rohr. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.